Yes, we need to
praise Jesus.
Waliwo ekyakusanyusiza ku ye.
Anything make you happy about him?
Waliwo alina ekigambo kyonna?
Is there anyone with any words?
Yayawuliza ku kitaffe?
The one who heard from the Father?
Waliwo. Kandaba omukono. Kubanga tugenda kusaba ekitugambe
kyo. We are going to request you to tell us that word.
Tewali n'omu yawulidde leero.
None of us heard from the Father?
Waliwo eyawulidde okuva eri Mukama waffe Yesu?
Okay, did anyone hear from the Lord Jesus?
Oba eyawulidde okuva eri Omwoyo Mutukuvu?
Anyone hear from the Holy Spirit?
Waliwo? Wangi? Amen.
Amen. He heard from the Holy Spirit. That was Proverbs
11.
God doesn't want measurements which are not balanced. Even though he measured the tithe for us, but the offering he left it for us.
So we
shall equate the tithe and the offering. But
we've
not been balancing those measurements. If someone gives a tithe, 100,000, and they give 10,000, and the offering they give 1,000. Measurements are not balanced. And they are not balanced. If God never measured them, if never measured the tithe for us, what we would have done to him on that aspect. If he left it to us to think what to give up,
we
would have gotten a serious problem with God. Now let's hear that word.
We
have spoken and it is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Before
they do some people,
yabagamba emizaani ezitenkana
measurements cannot balance that it is detestable.
Yes, you were.
Praise Jesus.
Now tusaba naye kukama enkya oba leero ayogere naawe.
You too, we pray the Lord speaks with you tomorrow or today.
Abeeko kyakugamba nga kirina n'obujulizi mu byawandiikibwa.
Let me tell you something and it has witness within the scriptures.
Yes, you were.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala kugenda mu maaso.
We want to proceed on.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
By name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Ambos Ronald Hope Witness.
Omu ne Musonga.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Kulwa obuweereza bwa full knowledge of God.
We are of the ministry of the full knowledge of God.
Buweereza tuweereza amawanga gonna.
And national ministry.
Tukiriza okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
We feel the call of our nation, Uganda.
Tuteekateeka amawanga gonna olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
All nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Tuyita mu njiri y'obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
And be part of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Naye nga leero tuli paati eno ya famire ya Katonda entukuvu.
But today we are on this part of the holy family of God.
N'obufumbo obutukuvu.
And the holy marriage. Which he himself gave us.
Its
image that we have to move by it.
Naye twasembayo nga tumaze okubanga tufuna ennyanjula ey'amateeka.
But we just covered and we saw how we introduced lawfully.
Amateeka n'ebiragiro.
The laws and the commands.
N'emisango egy'okukuuma famire entukuvu n'obufumbo obutukuvu.
And the judgment of keeping a holy family and a holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga twawulira nti obufumbo obutukuvu si mpeta yokka.
We heard that a holy marriage is not just a ring alone.
Wabula okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Fulfill the word of God.
Ng'ebiragiro bye weebiri.
Like his commands are. And then we give in righteousness. Now to keep the family holy and holy marriage, there are laws we have to be following. And the major law is this one down here.
1 Corinthians 11.
This is the first law. If
you
are to keep the family when it's holy and a holy marriage.
Bakolinso ekisooka essuula y'ekkumi n'emu nve ku lwakumeka
tutandise n'olusooka
Bakolinso ekisooka essuula y'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiro lwe kulusooka mugoberere nga nze nga nange bwe ngoberera Kristo mbategeereza kubanga munjijukira mu byonna era munyweza bye mwaweebwa nga bwe nabibawa
Praise Jesus. We must hold on to all things just as they were given us.
Olunyiriri olwokusatu. Naye nkyagala mmwe okumanya ng'omutwe gwa buli musajja ye Kristo. N'omutwe gwa buli mukazi ye musajja. N'omutwe gwa Kristo ye Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Muteeke ebyo tusooka okufuna.
In that law we first get.
Nga tonnaba kufuuka mutwe.
Before you become the head.
Gwe omusajja.
You the man.
Manyanga waliyo Kristo waguluwo.
Know that there is Christ above you.
Atenga waguru wa Kristo.
And above Christ.
Era waliyo Kitaffe.
There is the Father.
Na yali agenda maso n'okunyonyola bino ye Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
One movement to explain this is the Holy Spirit.
Ng'ayita mukama kwa mutume Paulo.
When he passed through the mouth of Apostle Paul.
Amalayo olunyiri oludde mbulungi tuwulire.
Repeat that verse.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya 11 n'olunyiri olwokusatu.
First Corinthians 11 verse 3.
Naye njagala mmwe. Okumanya ng'omutwe gwa buli musajja ye Kristo. N'omutwe gwa buli mukazi ye musajja. N'omutwe gwa Kristo ye Katonda. Buli musajja bw'asaba oba bw'abuulira omutwe gwe nga gubikkiddwako aswaza omutwe gwe. Naye buli mukazi bw'asaba oba bw'abuulira omutwe gwe nga tegubikkiddwako aswaza omutwe gwe.
Yes,
he was raised. We've understood what.
We've
come from down getting up.
They
have said the first law, the head of every woman, it is the man.
And
every head of every man, it is Christ. The head of Christ,
it
is the Father.
Yes, he was
raised. Jesus.
This
is the law we should get within our hearts. That if I mess and I do something wrong with a woman, I ashamed Christ. Then Christ has ashamed with the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
And when you despise the man, you've already despised all of them. You despise the man, you despise his head, that is Christ, and you despise the Father. It means if I come despise you, I ashamed my head. The one called Christ Jesus. Now Christ the Father will be ashamed within him. Praise Jesus.
It's
as if Christ never told me what I'm supposed to be doing. You're not going to first broaden that law. But I want you to lay your heart towards it. All things you do in the family of God and in the marriage, we have to know this law. You as a man, before you are grown within that home, there is the first head. That is the Lord Jesus. And he too, as is there,
there's
another who is ahead of him, the Father. In the midst, there is the Holy Spirit.
He
is the one who connects all of us.
We
say the woman, above you have no, there is that man.
Even
though you man, think this woman is below
you,
whatever you're going to be doing, and it's not in truth,
you are
shaming your head. That is Christ
Jesus.
And if the man comes with a Rastafarian head on the head, hair on the head, and he begins to preach,
or
to speak in the people, he moves on to ashamed Christ.
Even
though he comes putting on a hat on his head,
where
he has covered his head, he's moving on to ashamed the Lord Jesus. It's all said. If the woman has not covered her head, it's explained that it's to have hair on the head. She moves on to ashamed the man whom she's gotten married to.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now it is said that one of the laws, women are not accepted to cut off their hair, to remain with the baldest hair. And the head is a bald head. Bald.
You don't know,
you have to be careful of them.
kubanga bakugamba kulwaba malaika kikugwanira kubako obonero obo.
For the sake of angels you must have those signs upon you.
Bonabo kizimulere kwe.
If he's calling towards you,
nojo kala kato mutogo nogu mareke mviri mukazi kwe.
You cut off your hair and you have a bald head.
Bonabo swazo mwami oja kubosa waza Kristo.
When you will ashamed the man, you will be ashamed in Christ.
Ero oja kumadizo swaza kitafu.
You will end up ashamed in the father.
Kadate umusajja bwakora.
Now when the man walks, and he does everything scorning the woman, or he does things which are not worthy for the woman,
he's
ashamed Christ and the Father. Holy Spirit was in the midst connecting these.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've not heard him come in, but we hear him explain to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This law, let's be in our hearts. If you are home, whatever you do,
know
that you have someone you can be ashamed or you can make happy. Before you think you are the one going to get ashamed, think of another who is going to be ashamed. If you are a woman, you are going to be ashamed of three people ahead of you. You're going to be ashamed of your husband, you will ashamed Christ, and you will ashamed the Father. If you are a man, yes, you get look funny before the woman, you ashamed Christ and the Father. Under there is the woman you have ashamed. He's been the Holy Spirit bearing her.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that command seems like a joke in the family and marriage. And they think perhaps, what's major? But God joined, never separated. If you don't first honor the one who joins, now how can we hold on our laws?
But
the one who joined is the one who is first getting to be known. That's why this is the major law within a family. Of honoring our father and the son. After we've understood that the head of the woman is the man, and the head of the man is Christ, and the head of Christ is the Father. One in the midst of us is the Holy Spirit. He in every step is within it in the middle of it. If you say between the man and the woman, he is in the middle there. You say the head of the woman is the man. Where you jump in the middle, that's where the Spirit is. Between the woman and the man. If you say the head of the man is Christ, he, the Spirit, comes within the middle there. If you say the head of Christ is the Father, he is in the middle of Christ and the Father. Now he is like a mediator. He is a mediator.
He's
a mediator of all issues. That they get to be complete. That is why he is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That law is one of the major laws.
We
continue to broaden ahead. Don't try to scorn it and despise it.
Makolinso ekisokesula ya 10 n'emu n'olunyiriro okutaano.
First Corinthians 11 verse 5.
Naye buli mukazi bw'asaba oba bw'abuulira omutwe gwe nga tegubikkiddwako aswaza omutwe gwe. Kubanga bwe bumu ddala ng'amwereddwa. Kubanga bwe bumu ddala ng'aweereddwa.
And she's been shaved.
Mm-hmm.
If you cover your head,
still,
you appear as if you have no hair.
It
means you must remain with hair, not to cover the head. First Corinthians 11:6.
Kuba obango omukazi tabikibwako era asalibwenga enviri. Naye obanga kyansonyi omukazi okusalibwanga enviiri oba okumwebwanga abikibwengako, kubanga omusajja tekimugwanira kubikibwanga ku mutwe, kubanga oyo kye kifaananyi n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda, naye omukazi kye kitiibwa ky'omusajja. Kubanga omusajja teyava mu mukazi, wabula omukazi yava mu musajja. Era kubanga omusajja teyatondebwa lwa mukazi, wabula omukazi olw'omusajja. Kye kiva kigwanira omukazi okubangako akabonero ak'okufugibwa ku mutwe gwe olw'abamalayika. Era naye omukazi tabeerawo awatali musajja, era omusajja tabeerawo awatali mukazi mu Mukama waffe.
Within the Lord Jesus, the one outside is possible
okubeerawo
to be independent.
Naye mu Mukama waffe Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
tebikkirizibwa.
It's not acceptable.
Kujjako ng'otuuse emyaka egy'okubeera namwandu.
Unless when you reach years of becoming a widow.
Nga naawe okimanyi bulungi embeera gy'olimu ekusobozesa.
You yourself, you know, the situation you are in can enable you.
Si kubeera eyo nga olina olutalo lw'olimu.
Not to be out there battling.
Nga oli mu kumeggana n'omubiri
wo. And you're wrestling with the body.
Era buli kiseera ng'oyonooneka amagezi.
Every time you get corrupted with mind.
Nga weeraliikirira olw'ekibi ekyo eky'okulwana olutalo olwo.
Of the sin of battling in your mind.
N'olowooza nti oli namwandu.
And you think you're a widow.
Namwandu si oyo afiiriddwa omwami we.
A widow is not the one who has lost the husband. A widow is not a man who has lost the wife.
Namwandu oyo yamaliridde obutaddamu kufumbirwa.
A widow is someone determined not to resume
getting married.
Even a widow is someone determined not to get married again.
In the laws we shall
be seeing about that.
Kigambo kyagwetekawo.
It's a word which was put there.
Kakati bw'oddamu n'owasa.
Now when you marry again,
oba bw'oddamu n'ofumbirwa, bakuyite batya?
What they call you then?
Ofumbiddwa ow'omuntu ng'ate bagamba oli namwandu wa gundi.
You married someone and they say you are a widow of the late so.
Oba owasizza nga bagamba oyo ssemwandu wa gundi.
Married and they say this is the widower of the other person.
Ebyo nabyo tubibaako bituukako tubirabe.
That we are to reach on and see them.
Naye nga kyetwagala okwetegereza.
But what I want to look onto.
Waliwo enjiri eziyita mu kankano.
The gospel's passing through right now.
Nga bagenda basazaako abakazi enviiri.
And they move on cutting, making women cut off their hair.
Temukkiriza ebintu ebiri bwe bityo.
Do not accept things like that.
You
must remain with that hair.
Okugenda mu maaso n'okujjukirirangako.
To move on.
Akabonero ak'okufugibwa era n'okumanya nti olina okusigala ng'oweesa kitaffe
ekitiibwa,
oweesa Kristo ekitiibwa
ate
ng'oweesa n'omwami ekitiibwa,
famire
eryoke etuukirira obulungi.
Ntuli mu Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 11 n'olunyi lwa
12.
Kuba omukazi nga bwe yava mu musajja era n'omusajja bw'atyo azaalibwa omukazi, naye byonna biva eri Katonda. Musale omusango nammwe mwekka. Kisaana omukazi asabe nga Katonda nga tabikiddwako. Obuzaaliranwa bwokka tebubayigirisa nga omusajja bw'akuza enviiri zimuswaza.
Tolina kuba lasita.
You shouldn't be last.
Bino byonna tugezaako okuza oda y'ebintu
bwetusobola
okulowooza nti musajja gwe waggulu owaliwo
Kristo Yesu
ate mu masekati go n'omukazi waliwo Omwoyo
Mutukuvu waggulu
wa Kristo.
But above Christ, there is the Father. But between Christ and the Father, there is the Holy Spirit again. But we see Him doing much works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You shouldn't be a Rastafarian.
Is there
Rastafarian here and you have hair which is long and big?
And you
did as if you are a woman? Others sharpen the hair and they pull it up as if it's of a crested crane. Family has not been understandable these days. And it's impossible for even the angels to come in.
What
I wanted to put emphasis on
is
major law making the whole family and the whole marriage.
To
prove you've not done on things else, that there is a head above the one you're going to do it for. If you're going to do it to a woman, know there is Christ above you.
That above
Christ there is a Father who is also
seeing.
You a woman got to do it to a man.
No,
that man that is there ashamed. Even Christ who has ashamed him. Even the Father like that.
That's
why I want to understand this. This order was given us to try to be kept into understanding and to keep the glory of the Father and the Son upon us, and it moves within our midst. For the glory of the Lord is what fronts us. That's the Spirit of the Lord who is in our midst. Is what is called the glory of the Lord, which we hear in Isaiah 58. That the glory of the Lord will move ahead of you, or it will front you, and righteousness will lead you.
Atuli Makolinso, ekisoka essula ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
First Corinthians 11, verse 15.
Naye omukazi bw'akoze enviiri, kye kitiibwa gy'ali, kubanga yaweebwa enviiri ze mu kifo ky'ekyambalo.
Mu kifo ky'ekyambalo okubikangako.
Instead of covering her head,
enviiri zo zikuweebwa.
Your hair is given you.
Osobola obikkako.
That you can cover on.
So try not to wear a cut off.
Now you shouldn't shave that head to become a bald head. Is anyone who did that to herself? You are a woman, you have a bald head. You have a problem with hair. Even they
were
what? Okay. They have artificial hair. Let's ask God to give us hair. We heard when he studied Isaiah 3.
But
what caused church to be shaved off our hair? And the women could no more raise and grow hair.
While
Zeka had grown so much within the women,
and
you came with a toolbox of things to work on your facials, and you came there within fellowship, and God cut off your hair. Now artificial hair become artificial hair upon every woman. What we try to say, these things spoken as a joke,
it's
what blocked angels to work in our midst. As we do all that, there is one who is above the family, and the Father is there, and the Son is there.
Between
the Father and the Son, there is the Holy Spirit. The Son, we see the man.
Then wakati wa msajja ni mkama afu Yesu.
Between the man and the Lord Jesus, there is the Holy Spirit.
Atera waguru wa mkazi waliyo msajja.
Above the woman there is a man.
Kati wakati wa msajja na mkazi.
Now between the man and the woman, still there is the Holy Spirit.
Umurabe mirundi ya sato.
Him three times.
Agenda kunda kumurundi ya guwoko
na. He's going to come on the fourth time.
Wakati wa mama na abana.
Between the mother and the children.
Geza kukura minobyo nabe ili uomu.
First work. All this to appear all through. And this is the glory who manifests. Anytime we do what is required of us to do. In the Holy Family. And in the Holy Marriage. Let's briefly get back. Some of the things which caused our hair to be cut off. We want to ask for the angel of the family. The angel of the woman. That they restore natural hair on top of yourself. For Lord, we're not going to buy artificial hair to these women. And we heard that you counted even the hair upon their heads. Did we hear that? It's in Matthew what? Matthew 6, he counted all our hair.
You'll
be looking for it. Let's first go to Isaiah. Isaiah
3:16. Isaiah 3:16.
Isaiah 3:16.
Era nate Mukama yayogera nti, kubanga abawala ba Sayuni balina amalala, era batambula nga balalambaza ensingo era nga balina amaaso ag'obukaba.
Kati ekizibu kye twafuna,
now the problem we got,
twatandika okujjanga okuŋŋaana mu kanisa,
we began to come for fellowship in church,
ng'abooluganda,
like brethren,
abawala ba Sayuni nga bw'aba afubutuka eri,
and the daughters of Zion as they come in right from their ends,
twogera ku balaba mukama
waffe, because the daughters of the Lord Jesus,
ng'abajja entambula y'okw'oluganda
lwokka, and they come, they're walking alone, the heels, and they're knocking them down,
alingaensejjere,
as if they're like a hen. You know this hunt.
Kati nga awalula olugatta ava eri oluviri lwokalukola,
their heels, and they're waving their hair.
N'agamba amalala gano ngenda batemako enviri
ensi,
munnange kwe kulaba nga enviri tebalina
bulungi, obuviri
bulinga busatu busatu
buna.
Naye ng'atuddamu okututereeza, buli omu ajasaba malayika we,
naddala
malayika w'abakyala,
akusabire
ku nviiri kubanga
tuzitwala,
tukoye ebiwaani
ebyo,
naye biri awo bitwala butwazi ssente
za
so nga Katonda oluviri yalubala okuva munda,
God counted the hair right from inside,
lusobola okumera obulungi,
it can grow very well.
Ekiwaani ate tetwamanya ngeri gye kyajjamu.
We never knew how artificial hair came in.
Ekyo kintu kino kyatwesibako.
Being held on us.
Ebimu ku bikoligo ekkanisa bye badde
erina. So, yokes the church has been having.
Ebitamalaga kutuka.
We don't just break.
Era kyo n'okubikulula tekwaliyo okubikulula nti oba waliwo ekikyamu
ekyabatuukako. Even to be revealed, nothing will reveal that something wrong happened on us.
Naye nga amalala ago
getujja
tuyingiza nago nga tumukusaba
Katonda.
Okimanyi nti abakyala abedda baabeeranga n'enviri
zaabwe
nga ebintu by'ekkanisa sebiriwo nnyo naye nga enviri zaabwe bazirina eyo
gye baabeera.
Naye okuva lwe baatandika ekkanisa lwe yeeyongera
ennyo
ate amalala gaasukka.
And the pride became too much.
Baalinanga ebyuma byabwe baayokyangamu oluviiri ne bookya ebyuma.
Had their iron things they used to clean and heat their hair.
Naye kati ebizibu bye tulina ate bisinga n'ebyabwe.
But the problems we have are more than theirs.
Tukaffe tulina buli kikuza enviiri.
Yet we raise hair and we have everything.
Bye tuteekamu ate bifuuka bizibu ne bikuunyuula bukuunyu.
What it becomes problems and they rather take hair out of the head.
Naye kino kyogeddwako okwagala okutegeeza nti waliyo omukulu ateeka erisinga obukulu ly'okukwata mu masekati ga famire
n'obufumbo
obutukuvutolaga nga baana bo nti gwe mukulu
asookubanga
omukulu asinga mu famire
enooyo
yekka yatuukiriza etteeka
eryokubiriyakuba
nti Katonda kye yagatta temukigattuulanga.
God joined, never separated.
If
you never understand him who joined you then.
Isaiah.
Pride caused the problem to us.
Some of
the clothing from the handled here.
You are
a woman and you clothe funny.
Even your
daughters, you teach them that kind of clothing.
Now this hair was
glorious to these women.
God
began to take it off right from the young children.
Tuli mu Isaiah esula ey'okusatu n'olulimi lwa 16. Era batambula nga balalamba z'ensingo era nga balina amaaso ag'obukaba nga batambula era nga bakumba bwe bagenda.
Entambula ogirabye.
You see the walking.
Kati abamu munaatera nakuwogokako kitundu
kimu. Some of you are about to break off some parts from yourselves.
Kuba engeri gy'obinazaako sayidi emu ate.
The way you make one side look one side.
You are
about to break off one side of
yours. Others
get problems when they reach to give birth.
They
used to hip themselves so
much and they
narrowed their bones into themselves.
And as if they got
tight where they have to release the child from. You know, when girls are rising up to grow, they begin to heap themselves. Situation goes beyond them and they get pride and arrogance. The one who was walking shaking a little, this time they pass thinking of, they have put another thing upon their bum. All this affected the family so much.
Isaiah 3:16.
When they enter the synagogue, they walk for a minute there. They can understand the shoe they bought.
Isaiah 3:17.
That is how the problem came there. There are always sores within your head. And there is nothing like here at your back head. And it's not easy to join the hair.
But
when Christ came in the church, that's what came next. And we never knew was the head. And we too will come that equality in church.
Equality
is God who puts it through his commands. And each one does whatever is required of them to do. Praise Jesus.
Not
put equality as the world is putting it. We bring it as the laws of God give them to us. And they balance each on their side. They're the ones which balance as the inequality happens. Isaiah 3:17.
Ebikakampa obwezinge bw'omutwe gw'abawala ba Sayuni, Mukama n'abikkula ku nsonyi zaabwe. Ku lunaku olwo Mukama aliggyako obuyonjo bw'amasamba gaabwe n'enkunduulu zaabwe n'ebifaanana ng'emyezi.
Where
are you going to be putting it? For there's no hair.
When
you try to put on a bang upon your head, it's nowhere fitting. Now you begin to experience smell out of your head.
Even
the private hair. And they experience smell. For every time you powder yourself, even down there you powder yourself. If
you want to bring
angels of family, let's be smart. We shall not only be in spirit that we are holy, in the spirit yet what we do is not worthy. That's the smell you hear. You pass someone as if they crushed an onion in their armpits. They have beads within the waist. That they are making their waists. But let brethren, let's go about the right situation. If God gave you a waist, it's you who messes God and leaves the body to grow just like that. Without shame. We are seeing that from the beginning you've been wanting to use it wrongly.
mpozi nabo abazaala abaana n'oleka buli sibwoti omwana
bwo
munaaza n'otatawaana ku kunyiganyigako muno tonyizenyizeeko
muoleka
omwana n'akula bukuzi
bwat
ajja kkula nga anowagezi bwoba okula bwoba omwana muzadde
omuumbawumbakuchild
unaaza onyiganyiga ku mutwe nga gulimu kubanga
akabatuli
mu Isaya essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyi lwabiri mu lumu empeta n'empeta ez'omu nnyindo engoye ez'amabala n'eminagiro n'essuuka n'ensawo endabirwamu ne bafuta
bino bajja nabyo toolboxi namba
makunganeezaviirako
enviri n'azitema kumbeera
n'ebiwani
endabirwamu ne bafuta n'ebiremba n'ezibikka ku mitwe awolituuka awali ebyakaloosa walibaawo ekivundu
ndowooza mumanyi akatungulu ako akava mu
bantu
ebyo byonna tebyanditubaddeko naye kye tulina okumanya famiry erina okuzibwa mu mateeka
g'obwakatonda
nga tumanyi
waggulu
w'omukazi
waliyo
omusajja
waggulu
w'omusajja
waliyo
kristo
waggulu
wa kristo
waliyo
kitaffe naye ali mu masekati ga bonna
ye mwoyo
mutukuvu
kitegeeza
gwe omusajja
by'okola
byonna newankubadde olowooza nti onyigiriza mukazi manya nti kristo gwe onyigiriza
waggulu
naye kitaffe alumwa mu ekyo
kubanga
yali yateekeka famire eno nga nnungi
the family which was good enough
era ng'envudde mu kifaananyi kye
his image
tetulowooza mugwo enze nkola byange
I'm doing my own things I want
teri kukola by'oyagala
nothing like doing what you want
mujjukira bulungi nnyo
you remember very well
okusinzira ku Isaya
58
kuva ku lw'11 mpaka 14
from 11 to 14
naddala lw'13
most of 13
nga tetukola bye twagala
we don't do what we want
newankubadde okunoonya bye twagala
even to seek what we want
ngaera tetwongera ku kigambo kya katonda
add to the word of God
mu famiry
in the family
tubeeramu nga tukola bye twagala
we don't be there when you do what we want
olwo nno newankubadde nga yusufu yali tannabakuwasa
even though joseph had not gotten married yet
naye akimanya nti waggulu we waliyo katonda
but he knew that above him there is a god
era omukyalo liwe yali amusenda
senda when the other woman tried to seduce him
yagamba n'alabikanja mu maaso ga katonda wa
how will I appear before my god
yakimanya nti abantu bonna bayinza obutafaayo ku nsonga gyakoze
people may not mind of the issue he had done
naye ate ye katonda ensonga yali agenda gitwala
atya
kugamba oganya otuukiriza obuvunanyizibwa bwe mu
famiry
n'olowooza nti ogenda kulumya abaana oba omukyala
ogenda
kulumya
omwami
weerabira ali waggulu
weerabira eyabagatta
manyi waliwo ebiseera ebituuka ne banyiga mu
famiry
nga ne bayibuli tebaagala tugisoma mu busungo bwabwe
read the bible in their anger
bible
tugire aside we have to handle ourselves
tuletano bible nga tunyize
read your bible here when you are angry
ani agenda okubabeera basi kati yao
be in your midst at that moment
tukutumala okunyiga tuyombe
anger than quarrel
omulala aleetaka bayibuli
another brings the bible
munna agenda okyawandiikibwa
you know it is written
vaako twala eri bayibuli
take away your bible
kati katonda ate omugobye
now you've chased God
kati tubula tetutandikidde ku liri etteeka
not begun from the other law
kubanga mbabadde bamanyi tugenda tutandikira katonda kiyagata tebakigatuna
we have going to begin on what God joined you shouldn't separate it
n'abalala badde balowooza tugenda tutandikira kutemummangananga
and others thought we're going to start from do not reject in each other
naye ako gajja luvannyuma
those laws come ahead
kati mugenda temumangananga biki nga katonda yavuddewo
don't reject each other over what is normal there
katonda aba yavuddewo mukola biki ebyo
if God is gone away what are you doing then
era makulu ki mu nsonga
what importance in that issue
kubanga era n'ebirungo byonna sigguwa biteeka
even the aromas and the fragrance you never put them in there
mu kikolwa ekyo
in that action
ani ateekayo ebiriyo?
Who put what is there?
Siye mutonzi.
Is it not the creator?
Era n'abalala bajunguluka bwe
bati. Even others change.
Tunaalaba ensonga eyo.
We shall see that issue.
Katisoka tumaleyo eno.
Let's finish here.
Tumanye omukulu mu maka gano.
Let's know the head in this family.
Era ayagala family eno okubanga ntukuvu.
The one who wants this family to be holy.
Atuli mu Isaya essula eyokusatu olunyi lwa 24.
Isaiah 3 verse 24.
Olituuka awaali ebyakaloosa walibaawo ekivundu, n'awaali olwebajjo mugwa, n'awaali enviiri ensunsule obulungi kiwalaata.
Kati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Bwe wasibiza kati mugwa mino kwati gwa gwa ne mukibasi.
You have to get proper, you tie hair which is artificial upon yourselves.
Bali nawo kati gwalaata.
Even others have balls upon their heads.
Lwaki kirezi? Tulese ekigambo kino.
Why have we brought this word?
Osobola okutegeera kyava ku ki?
We've brought it to understand where it came from.
Family kizaso kokora.
What family first did?
We kuteeka eri kitaffe.
Is to put aside the Father
ne Kristo
and Christ.
Ne tubyeberera mu bufeka.
And we involve ourselves in it.
Era nga tugamba family ya.
And we claim it's our family.
Naye nga twerabidde nti waggulu w'omusajja waliyo, waggulu w'omukazi waliyo omusajja.
Forgotten about the woman there is the man.
Era ne waggulu w'omusajja waliwo Kristo.
And above the man there is Christ.
Waggulu wa Kristo waliyo.
And above Christ there is the Father.
Kuli mu Isaya esule yokusatu n'olunyi lwa 24.
Isaiah 3 verse 24.
N'awaali ekizibaawo kwesiba kibukuto. Awaali obuyonjo kwokebwa.
Olibeera awo ng'olaba awamu bipaapi. Kubanga n'abamu tuli mu kuleeta oba bizigo byawa.
Some of us were using ointments. I don't know from where.
Mutwagala okuva ku kale no tudde
ku. Want to shift from a color to another.
Akati abamu mulina bipapi papi
awa. Others have parts which are not the same.
Wazungu abo waduka.
Elsewhere is brown, elsewhere is very black.
Tuli mu Isaya esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwa 25.
Isaiah 3 verse 25.
Awali obuyonjo kwokebwa. Abasajja bo nti abasajja bo ekitala kiribatta, n'abazira bo balifiira mu ntalo, n'enzigi ze zirikaaba ziriwuubaala, era ye aliba munaku alituula ku ttaka.
Kale ebyo bye byava mukuva ku
order
eyo.
Now that's what came from getting out of the order.
Ne tusooka tetulwanagana omubiri okutereeza mu layini.
We first fought with the body to align it properly.
Awo wali okuluzinga appetite n'ebirala byonna mu maka.
That's where the appetite is lost in the home and every other else thing.
Nga twerabidde atubumba buli kiseera n'atuzza bujja.
Forgotten who molds us and renews us every time.
Kubanga oluvannyuma lw'okuzaala kw'omukazi.
For after the birth of a woman.
Katonda yazzaawo embeera n'agireeza.
God is the one who restores the situation to normal.
N'ekigendulira eky'okutuukiriza emirembe mu family.
The intention of fulfilling peace within the family.
Naye tetutera kutunuulira bigambo ebyo.
We don't usually look on these words.
Kubanga batono nnyo abaweebwa eddagala okuddamu.
For a few are given medicine to be restored to normal.
Kasi olumala ye Katonda yamanye enteekateeka
ze. After you give birth, God knows his own preparations.
N'engeri gy'akuzzaawo.
And the way he normalizes you.
N'otereera bulungi.
And you become normal again.
Naye olumala ate oyo kututeeka ebbali.
And after we put him aside.
Twegamba ffe tukulira family.
And we claim we are the ones who are heads over the family.
Era bwe tubeereyo buli omu aba awulira ayagala akole by'ayagala
ako. Each one feels they want to do what they want.
Oyagalira okunyiiga bw'onyiiga.
When you want to get angered, you get anger.
Nga teweebuuza naye omutwe gwaffe oli kitwa.
Questions. But our head.
Agenda kuwulira atya ku nsonga yange.
How is he going to feel about this issue of mine?
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
Era bino byonnango bikola mu family.
All this as you do it in the family.
Yokoyonone emiti emiteji jeza dilie.
Corrupt the young offsprings who are getting out of you.
Manobo naba taba je wansi
wa fisi yanga coming out.
Baba inokufuna embera zezi munga bayize bulunjo okuva ku.
They must get the same situation where they have learned properly from us.
Sobodo twala omulembo mpya mas.
Be able to take the new generation ahead.
Wa ulide kont katonde mviri zafu yatuka nokuzibala.
We had a God wish to even count our hair.
But it's still bilanti twandi bade tusiba biwani nokutuka
ku. Don't expect that we have put on artificial hair up to now.
Kubanga ne Katonda akimanyi nti kyali kitibwa kyammwe abakyala.
Who knew that this was the glory of the woman?
Nekati enviri za kulwanagana nazo
right now here they just woman just fight with hair.
Ne malaika wo yagenda dadi na kulongosa na muko wa
Job went long time no one even take care of you.
Ne malaika wo yalino kulabirira
but your angel had to take care of you.
Na yefu kitanja na muulira na konga aliwa kuteko mutwe
gwa. Even feeling that he touched your head. You have to go to the saloon every day. You will never dream when someone is making your hair. All this went from us. Right now we can restore them back. Back the major law in the holy family and the holy marriage. Even though we are in the family to prove our children that
true
a father, though I'm there, but
above
it is Christ, and even the Father is there. That
it
will cause you not to decide only alone. They too can give them gaps in their seasons.
For
the seasons we have to involve them in meetings of family. And they can bring scriptures to correct us. And you too, we are ready to listen to it, for you know God can pass through them. The whites have this kind of life which is like this, and their children, they can inquire from them, or even tell them the plans, and they find out their opinions over them. And the children will decide, let's go for it or not. It's not that they are not the heads of the family. The spirit is in the midst of the children, the mother and the father. That's the family which is getting to be complete. They took some blessing from us and take it to the whites. Because they tried to fulfill this order. Even though it's not gotten complete properly. It will get complete right now. But it's good for it to come to Africa and get
onwards.
This is in Uganda. Foremost for knowledge as we hear today. They said,
Matthew. Luke 12 from verse 7. Naye ezokumitwe jamwe zibaliddwa zonna. Temutyanga, mumusinga enkaza lujja enyingi. Era
yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Enviri zonna Mukama yazibala.
Here God numbered it.
Era
and I tell you that
your
free woman to go back, ask for your hair, but first repent. Even though you is not married, coming. Even you who is a girl home, you can repeat of what you've been seeing your parents do and what you've begun to do yourself. What you are going to be moving within. You can ask your hair afresh. And you ask for every cleanliness of yourself.
And
even the life which is complete.
Some
of you got sick of sicknesses. But you first repent and get to know. That even though he sometimes used to run fearing the father of the flesh,
and
you hid from him and did evil things where you passed
by,
they used to be the father above. You never knew who was seeing you. He commanded you that you honor your parents and your father and mother. He commanded remains up, you child, and remains watching you no matter where you run to. The one who commanded you honor your father and mother. If you don't honor them and you do your own things out there, he remains seeing you. You
do
not end the despising your parents, but you despise Christ and you despise the Father. For in Exodus 20, he commanded honor your father and your mother.
It
means he's married up in there. It major law in the family and the holy marriage.
If you
continue to keep it holy, it's not that about the woman, there is the man, above the man, there is Christ, above Christ, there is the Father. These were prepared like this. Christ began with the Father. impressed with the image of the Father. And the woman was gotten from the image of Christ. And the woman was gotten from the image of the man. The preparation and raiment came like that.
And
the child that joined from the image of the Father and the mother. And the glory remained of the Father. Let's be explained that word. And we summarize that law. He begins by telling us this in
John 1:1.
In the beginning, there was the Word.
And
the Word was with God the Father. Their mediator is the Holy Spirit. The one we see right there.
Let
us say, between the Father and Christ,
there
is the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you have understood it well. Now Christ,
after
is the image of the Father. Let's read in Hebrews.
Hebrews 1:3.
Yes, he was Jesus.
And he, the Lord Jesus,
is
an image of the Father. Colossians moves on to emphasize Colossians chapter 1:15.
Oyo, kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika.
Praise Jesus. Anytime you see Christ, you are seeing the Father. But now the man, they move on to make him in the image of Christ. After that, the woman was gotten from the image of the man. The children, they were gotten between the image of the father and the mother.
What
we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. This is a major law, think of it so much.
There's
no family, not even marriage, when this law is not there. For who rules over us, the family?
If you
don't first understand the one who began it,
and
no, the criteria of how we are led.
Genesis 1:26-27. Bafugenga ebyomunyanja n'ebibuka waggulu n'ente y'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi. Katonda n'atonda omuntu mu ngeri ya Katonda mwe yamutondera omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
Omusajja n'omukazi yabatonda mu ngeri eya Kristo.
Christ, the image of God the Father. Now man was created in the image of this God. He is the image who is Christ. Man was the one who first put in place, according to Genesis 2, verse
6.
Genesis 2, verse 6.
Naye olufu ne lulinnya okuva ku nsi ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu, omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu. Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba, n'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba.
Ono gwe yasooka okuba ng'afulumya.
The first one he released,
omusajja,
the man,
ng'ajjidde mu kifaananyi kya Kristo.
When he came in the image of Christ, to show his glory. Afterwards, the woman was made out of the man. According to Genesis 2, verse
21. Mukama Katonda n'aleetera omuntu otulo tungi, ne yeebaka, n'amugyamu olubiriizi lumu, n'azzaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo. Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubiriizi lwa gye mu muntu okuba omukazi, n'amuleeta eri omuntu. Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange, y'ennyama evudde mu nyama yange. Naye anayitibwanga mukazi.
Owulidde bwe kyava?
You've heard where it came from.
Wava mu musajja.
It came from the man.
Ekigambo mukazi kyekitegeeza.
The word woman means that.
Yava mwani?
The one who came from the man.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All these criteria is the glory of the Lord. They were last of the children given birth between Adam and Eve. And they had come from that image of Adam and Eve. And the criteria have been moving like that.
And
above the woman, there is the man.
The
man and the woman is the Holy Spirit. Above the man, there is Christ.
Christ
and the man, there is the Holy Spirit. Above Christ, there is the Father.
In
between the Father and Christ, there is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this law then was released. The second law we are going to be seeing. What God joined shouldn't separate it. After you've understood the first,
first
law of the first commandment.
We're
in Genesis 2.
Genesis 2:23. Ne yeetaba ne mukazi we, n'abo banaabanga omubiri gumu. Bombi bali bwereere, omusajja ne mukazi we, so tebakwatibwa nsonyi.
Ekiragiro ne kiryoka kifuluma
oluvannyuma
lw'otegeera nti waggulu waffe waggulu w'omukazi waliyo omusajja, era waggulu w'omusajja wa Kristo,
above the man there is Christ,
ne waggulu wa Kristo waliyo Kitaffe,
and above Christ there is the Father.
Naye ali mu masekati ga bonna,
the one in the midst of all,
ye Mwoyo Omutukuvu,
it is the Holy Spirit.
Ne bagamba kati Katonda kyagasse,
what God has joined,
tebakigatuulanga,
they shouldn't be separating it.
Ekiragiro ekyaddamu okufuluma,
it's the next command which was released.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda nga yasooka okugatta abantu,
God is the one who first joins the people,
ng'agatta emitima gyabwe,
he joins their hearts,
ndowooza zaabwe,
their minds,
okwagalana,
their love. Before we bring a ring to put upon them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God is the one who joins. It's not us human beings.
We
just bring the sign of the ring to show what God has done. We cannot explain that the hearts of these ones have been joined like this and like that. The person comes to fulfill and to show the world what God has done.
That's
the priest who will stand on behalf of God.
We
to come and show people when God has already joined these people. And
it's
part of them to pass through the criteria of introduction.
Then tubasabira omukisa okutuukiriza empeta eyo Mukama gye yakoze.
And to come pray blessing for them to fulfill the blessing God has done upon them.
Nga bagenda mu maaso n'okuteera ddala empeta mu kifo ekituufu wena okubeera.
Move on to fear God in the way he has to.
Okulaga ekyakoleddwa mu nsi y'omwoyo.
Show what was done in the spiritual realm.
Kale ekiragiro ekiri awo.
Now the command there.
Katonda kye yagatta.
Whatever God joined.
Tekigatulwanga.
No one should separate it.
Kiragiro kino kyafuluma.
This command was released.
Era ne kiteekebwako obukwakkulizo.
It was put conditionality upon it.
Songa zisobola okubagatuwa.
What conditions can separate you?
Obwenzi.
Adultery.
Obusoko bw'okuva Katonda.
First of all is the spiritual adultery of abandoning God.
Singa omuntu gw'oba ogenze naye atuuka eyo n'ava Katonda.
If the person you've gone with reaches there and they get away from the Lord.
Ekirala.
The other.
Ayinza okuba n'akyayagala asinza asaba biki byonna abikole.
Perhaps they still love and worship and praise that
Lord. Nayingira mu bwenzi obw'omubiri.
But they enter into physical adultery.
Asonyiwa omulundi gumu.
They are forgiven once.
Okuva eri oyo ayagadde okusonyiwa.
From the one who has wished to forgive.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus.
But
if you want to forgive,
you
shall see the command of the Lord, what he tells you.
Yes,
you
have
praise Jesus. Instead of pretending within your soul. For most have been thinking that adultery ends on to the adultery of the body. You may be with someone home and you may go home out to commit adultery. Another woman or man. But they leave God and they go worship devils. That too is a chief adulterer. And they command you to even stone them on that head. This time
we
no more get physical stones, but we use the ones of the word of God.
Take
them out of your life to push them far.
It's
the law we are going to be looking at. But before we look at it, it's bound by this word down here. 1 Timothy chapter 3.
Utandikiddewo
Timoseo ekisooka essula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
1 Timothy 3 from verse 1.
Kyesigwa ekigambo ekyo nti omuntu bw'ayagalanga obulabirizi yeegomba omulimu omulungi. Kale omulabirizi kimugwanira obutabangako kyakunenyezebwa, abeerenga musajja wa mukazi omu atatamiira, omwegendereza, mukwata mpola, ayaniriza abagenyi, ayigiriza, atayombera ku mwenge, atakuba, naye omuwombeefu, atalwana, ateegomba bintu, afuga obulungi ennyumba ye ye, agonza abaana be mu kitiibwa kyonna. Naye omuntu bw'atamanya kufuga nnyumba ye ye, ayinza atya okujjanjaba ekkanisa ya Katonda?
Tumanyi nga ffenna twayitibwa Katonda
okuweereza,
buli omu mu kirabo kye eky'omu ekyamuweebwa.
Spiritual gift given them.
But
each one of us
is called
to be a priest of the Lord. Revelations
1,
we heard all of us were made priests and the kingdom and the house of God. Our making is in each one within their gifts. That's why this law, it captures all of us.
To
see that it's fulfilled very well. Even the one coming when they are raised, they have to know that in the Lord they have to be with one wife, not to commit adultery.
They
put other conditionalities on them to appear them not being violent on the same side of the man and the woman. It's not put that we are going to be servants of God, no. That law is bound very well and it is strengthened. What can separate you? Adultery, which is physical or spiritual.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
we heard in Matthew that except of adultery,
they
of adultery, of abandoning God, what shall we do to them? That's why in Timothy they have exported and spoken of many other things.
We've had
shouldn't be violent, shouldn't quarrel, and things like that.
For
you cannot claim to be holy and you move on to do such things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You're
not going to first go deep into this law. We have to look at it the next Thursday because of the time which is not enough for us. Let's first look at the adultery, which is of two types. I give you like the introduction of the next Thursday. We shall see officially the second law.
It's in
Hosea chapter 4.
We
began from verse 10.
Hosea esura yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi. Awo balirya ne batakkuta, balyenda so tebalyala, kubanga baleseeyo okussaayo omwoyo eri Mukama. omwenzi n'omwenge omwenzi n'omwenge gw'obu gw'omwenge omusu bimalawo okutegeera. Tuli mu Koseya essula ya 4 olunyiriri lwa 11. Omwenzi n'omwenge gw'omwenge omusu bimalawo okutegeera. Abantu bange beebuuza ku kikonge kyabwe n'omuggo gwabwe gwe gubabuulira, kubanga omwoyo ogw'obwenzi gubakyamizza era bagenze nga benda okuva wansi wa Katonda waabwe.
Nti bw'oba ovudde Katonda,
Bayibuli
ekulaga nti oli mwenzi.
Yesu
kyova ola newankubadde nga Matayo 19 agamba tewali kiyinza kwawukanya bafumbo okugyako
ogw'obwenzi,
naye obwenzi buli bwa mirundi
ebiri.
Waliyo abendera ddala nga bava Katonda, mu butuufu nga tomukwatidde mu bwenzi obw'ekikolwa
ky'omusajja
n'omukazi,
naye
nga mutamiivu
muvumi
akola buli kintu kyonna.
Ono
aba yava dda Katonda nga mwenzi, ono naye mwenyini toyinza kubeera
naye.
Era wano tumino tuli babikwata
n'obwegendereza,
kubanga abaana ba Katonda bangi sitaani abasibye mu busibe bufaanana bwe
nga
balina etteeka ery'obwenzi limu
eryokukwatira
ddala omuntu mu kikolwa
walialyoka
abeera n'omuntu nga mwenzi yava dda
Katondan'abonyaabonya
oli era Bayibuli egamba okusira mu Peter ekisooka essula ey'okusatu nti bw'oba osiimye okubeera n'omuntu
oyo
kujjako nga mukkaanyiza
teteri
kwenda kugenda mu bwenzi
ate
tonywa wala gitokola kino ne kino tekibikola mu bulokozi kuba toyagala lokoka nja kubeera naawe naye. Bayibuli neega nti ayinza okulokoka
olw'ebikolwa
naye musooka kukkaanya ku by'obutuukirivu, musobola okujja nga bw'oli
naye
mutuuka mufuuka ekitonde
ki.
Ekitonde
eki
abaana ba Katonda bangi naddala abakazi nga bali mu busibe omusajja agwaliko mutamiivu
muzibu
amukuba talabirira abaana
awoza
kimusimukwatira nga mu
bwenzi
kumba oli mwenzi yava dda
Katonda
bwenno n'olyoka
omwesibako
ng'olowooza mukama
asaasira
olina mwenzi kungamba
tusaasire
kyabagamba ogw'obwenzi gusobola obawuka
kati
nno gwe ngomanyi ogw'obwenzi mukumukwatira mukikula kumba wano omwenzi yava
Katonda.
Ekiteeka erijja ekiragiro ekijja otubakinga
command which will back us
kiri Matayo essuula eno ey'18
mulimu
ey'14 bino nkuyitiddemu leero ogende
wesetting kuba
lino etteeka ly'obutaawukana katonda kyeyagatta tokigatulula nga lijjudde omuliro
ogwako.
Mulimu abawandiika ebbaluwa ez'okugoba olw'ensonga ezitaliimu,
abo
nabo baasazibwamu
tebakkirizibwa
okuggyako ebinannyonnyolwa wammanga
ebyawandiikwa
ebitukuvu bye byokka bibakkiriza okwawukana.
Matayo 18
lutandisulwe
13
Matayo essula 18 n'olunyiriri 13 era
atandikole 15 kufunzafunzaako
Matayo 18:15 muganda wo bw'akukola obubi genda omubuulirire gwe naye mwekka, bw'akuwulira ng'ofunye muganda wo. Naye bw'atakuwulira twala omulala naawe oba babiri, era mu kamwa k'abajulirwa ababiri oba basatu buli kigambo kikakate. Era bw'agaana okuwulira abo buulira ekkanisa. Era bw'agaana okuwulira n'ekkanisa abeere gy'oli nga munnaggwanga era omuwooza.
Owulidde bwe tumutwala oyo gw'owasa oba
gw'ofumbirwa
aba muganda wo mu Kristo Yesu
wabeerawo ensobi gy'akoze. they are corrected. Right from getting out of drunkenness and other things, being harsh in many other actions. If you correct them and they refuse, this will make you sit in the family of the court of the married. When they refuse, call one or two brethren and you sit home and explain each other in two through Holy Scriptures,
like
we shall hear in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we shall see many things. But it is said, if he scorns the three, witness of three, everything should be established. Let him be brought in the church. It means what? When
you
call the brethren, there is a general preaching. Actions he's been doing. And we are preached openly on
true
righteousness and what is supposed to be done, what he had twisted. If he scorns it, it's taken like a pagan. The laws of the church no more apply to him. Means he's no more bound by God in that marriage. You are no more bound on him. He's become a tax collector. It means he's to be left and abandoned. He's not a child of God anymore. Not. I don't know if you have understood. We shall see more on Thursday. God help us to come early that day. Today rain has interrupted us. But the other time, we have to see many laws. There is the one who don't deprive each other and many others. The laws of the children. We have to also see them. And we see family planning. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.